This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The Harris County Sheriff's Office says a person has been found dead inside a home in Kingwood that was set on fire during a SWAT standoff. They also found a rifle. Sheriff's deputies went to the home this afternoon to serve a search warrant in a domestic violence case. It happened on Shadow Rock Drive near Woodland Grove. Students at Texas A&M are reacting over the firing of a professor after she discussed gender identity in a children's literature class over the summer. Video of the class discussion was recorded by a student. It was later posted to social media. News 88.7's Bianca Sewer got reaction from students in College Station.
Abby Larkin is an elementary education major and doesn't love the spotlight on her school this week.
Seeing that video go viral was, like, embarrassing. Like, I was like, I'm a student here and this is, like, what we're representing.
Larkin says she was surprised to hear the topic was discussed in a children's literature course.
I don't think she should have been fired. I think she had a point, but I think there's time and place for that.
Senior Tammy Shoemimo questions the student's motives and worries about the larger impact.
The whole video was just silly in general. Like, why are you taking that class in the first place? Firing a professor, it just sets a bad precedent.
A lawyer representing the professor says she has appealed her dismissal with the university. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
The National Weather Service in Houston says it's resolved its staffing issues. The office was hit hard by early retirements and buyouts amid the Trump administration's cutbacks. Matt Moreland is a meteorologist in charge.
Public records obtained by the Texas Tribune find around...
And he says it turns out that in Houston, they ended up with all the management positions being vacated and they had people coming in on an acting basis in the head role for the last 6 months. And he told Hello Houston they have since filled all but three of their vacant positions at the Houston office of the National Weather Service. Clear skies tonight, low near 74. Tomorrow, sunny, high around 96 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.
Support.